And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you put flowers in a pretty, that's not one.
Vase?
Yeah. Thought I was pointing to one. It's not really a vase. Maybe it is.
No, it's not a vase.
After the meal was over, the husband heads for the other room, and the housewife says, well, I guess I'd better
wash the dishes. Or a lot of people say, do the dishes.
And after the housewife washes the dishes, she runs water over them. She
rinses the dishes.
What did you say again?
Rinses.
Okay. And what's the piece of cloth that you use to wipe the dishes with?
Dish towel.
And to dry, to wash the dishes?
Dishcloth or dish rag is what is used quite a lot. Although today we buy them nicely hemmed, they're not a rag anymore.
You dry your face with a
towel.
And you want a drink, you go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And you want some cider, you go to the barrel and turn on the used to anyway. Call that a
spigot.
And you want to pour some water in a bottle. You probably use a
funnel.
And you want to make the horse go faster, you use your
whip.
Stick.
Whip.
Could hear from the truck the sound there. And what if you had oxen? Did they ever used to use anything like a whip or a different name?
Goad. Oh, that's the right thing, though.
That's what they use. You go to the grocery store and buy some groceries. The man's apt to put your groceries in a
shopping bag.
That's made out of
paper.
So you might call it a
paper bag.
And you buy 50 pounds of flour. They used to have it in a cloth
bag.
And 100 pounds of potatoes might be in a different kind of cloth called a
gunny sack.
And cider comes in a great big wooden
barrel.
And a small barrel is called a
keg.
And if I had this much wood, you'd say I have a
armful.
And if I had a wagon with not a full load on, I just had a
half load or part load.
You ever have another term for that? Ever used
jag of wood, yeah.
And
that is also used in grain.
Grain.
A jag of grain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you do the washing, you carry the clothes out and hang them up, carry them out in a
basket.
And the musical instrument to play, blow on it to play
mouth harp.
What's that again, please?
Mouth harp.
And the one that you pluck.
Jew's harp.
And could you repeat that, please?
Jew's harp.
Okay. All right.